So what is the future of train travel in the United States? The Bush administration says it is not giving up on passenger rail, even though its 2006 budget includes no money for Amtrak. Earlier this month, Transportation Secretary Norman Mineta elaborated during an interview on NPR's Morning Edition.
If we get the reform that we're looking for, then we will be asking for the funds to fund a national intercity passenger rail system. And that's why in our reform legislation, what we do is to make Amtrak an operating company. Right now, we subsidize Amtrak, and so they put money into their capital investment program as well as the operational side of their program. And the problem is that much of their money goes into the operation of lines that nobody uses. At the same time, capital improvements are being starved. So what we're saying is let Amtrak be an operating company and the federal government will do the financing of capital infrastructure.
Mineta said that under those circumstances, the administration would be willing to spend $1.5 billion to $2 billion on intercity rail. Joining us now is Ross Capon, Executive Director of the National Association of Railroad Passengers. Thanks for coming in.
Thanks for having me.
So how do you respond to Secretary Mineta's comments?
What he's talking about is a dramatic shift of the financial burden from the federal government to the states. He's trying to create the illusion that these short-distance trains that he says are supported by the states are completely supported by the states, when in fact the Amtrak, as a conduit really for the federal government, is supporting the overhead costs for all of these trains and in many cases the total subsidy for them as well. So it's simply not true that eliminating federal operating grants, as Mineta is proposing to do, that's part of his definition of reform, is going to improve the system. It's going to mean that most states are going to check out because they're not in a position to shoulder a huge additional financial burden.
We just heard a report about the rail system in France, which is doing remarkably well and growing. What's the difference between their system and ours?
I suppose Napoleon is the difference. You have a strong central government that was able to build some straight-as-an-arrow tracks in the late 20th century without a heavy degree of the kind of environmental and citizen opposition you would get in this country and without having to get a zillion different state governments to play ball. But more generally, you have a society that focuses on how do we solve the problem most efficiently, as opposed to can the private sector do it? If they can't, well, maybe it's not worth doing.
Is part of this debate, though, a fundamental philosophical question about whether it is no longer viable to have a true national rail system?
Well, the secretary is certainly trying to make that a part of the debate. The message that I'm trying to convey is that the substance of the secretary's position is an attack on all intercity passenger rail, because the parameters they've set up for, quote, reform are absolutely impractical. They're talking about having a number of different contract operators compete with Amtrak for the right to run these trains without understanding that the freight railroads who own the tracks on which these trains run have a very strong position that Amtrak should be the only operator, and they probably will prevail on a showdown in Congress over that. So I think that the specifics of the reform package are just impractical.
What do you think Amtrak's problem is, if not the way Secretary Mineta defines it?
Well, I think Amtrak's problem is a matter of underfunding, and that it's really come a long way in the past 2 years. The secretary calls it a failure, and yet ridership is at record levels. The capital program is in better shape than it's ever been. David Gunn, the CEO that started in the middle of 2002, has dramatically ramped up the improvement work on the Northeast Corridor and was moving ahead on a program to rationally prioritize the other states in terms of opportunities for the kind of state partnerships that the secretary has been talking about. It's like the former Railroad Subcommittee Chairman Jack Quinn always used to say, you get what you pay for. And the idea that you can have a train system worth anything without paying for it is just not viable.
So would you recommend no change except more funding?
I think that there are opportunities for improving productivity in Amtrak in terms of, in some crafts, in terms of work rule issues. There are general management efficiencies that are probably still possible, as would be true in any large organization. But the major structural changes that the Secretary is talking about, I don't see them solving anything.
Ross Capon is the Executive Director for the National Association of Railroad Passengers. Thanks very much.
Thank you, Sheila.